Hi and welcome to David Essel Alive, helping Americans and the world to heal, the most positive, powerful podcast on the planet and the galaxy. I'm so glad you're with us. 43 years in the world of personal growth as a counselor, executive coach, number one bestselling author, and so much more, and obviously a podcaster, right? Started out in 1990 on radio and have been back and forth between radio and podcast. And today we're talking about dating. Oh my Lord. Do we need help in this world or what? And I'm going to talk about the 3% rule of dating. If you have thoughts or comments, please go ahead and post them below. Share these podcasts. Absolutely share them. I mean, so many people are struggling right now in the world of dating. It started way before COVID, but then of course the pandemic, increased all the drama and the chaos around it. And people were afraid to even date for a couple of years. And I understand why, but let's talk about the most powerful concept that I could ever share with you regarding dating. It's called the 3% rule of dating. And if you follow this advice, and I will tell you at times I haven't followed my own advice, but if you follow this advice, you will save yourself a world of hurt, a world of problems, a world of trouble in the world of dating. The 3% rule of dating is really easy to follow. The definition is that you can have 97% compatibility with someone, but if they have any of your deal killers, the relationship will die at some point. It doesn't mean it's going to die tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's going to die in 30 days or 60 days, or it might, or it could last 20 years, but it's not going to be healthy. The 3% rule of dating, you can have 97% compatibility with someone, but if they have one of your deal killers, you have to, number one, and I'll tell you what to do. Number one, you got to talk to them. Number two, you've got to ask them if they would alter that behavior. And number three, if they say no, you got to leave. Listen, I have blown it in relationships. I've worked with so many individuals and helped them get over the hump of this, but I have not followed my own advice at times. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be straightforward. You know, I have deal killers that have to do with respect, of course. I have deal killers with, individuals that are, let's say, extremely self-centered. It just doesn't work for me. Other people can deal it and go, oh, that's just part of his or her personality. I just work around it. But there's certain things that I couldn't work around and I can't work around. I remember a number of years ago, now this is quite a long time ago, I was up with my mom, dad, brother, sister, and we were having a great, I think it was someone's anniversary or something like that, and I brought the woman I was dating, and we had just met, it wasn't that long ago, and this is probably about 15 years ago, and we had just met, and things, of course, when you first meet, they go great, you know, and we get into the airport, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden, she turned into a different person, very demanding, very dictatorship almost like. And so I said, oh, this is really weird, you know? And then we get up to visit my mom and dad. And while we're in front of them and the family, everything's great. But we go back to the hotel room, and for 3 nights in a row, there were just, I mean, ridiculous battles, ridiculous arguments. You know, we're having the time of our life during the day. And then we come back and, you know, for things, reasons I won't even get into, let's just say it didn't work. Now, at that point, I had asked this person, now here's three things that happened on this weekend, and we're not going to be able to make this relationship work because these are deal killers for me. You know, passive aggressive behavior was one of the biggest ones that I just can't deal with. And that's when you ask someone, how are you doing? They go, oh, I'm absolutely fine. And then we got back to the hotel room and I got blasted from this angle and that angle, you know, and it was all passive aggressive behavior. It continued on the way back home, but I made the mistake. This is a deal killer for me. And so I always say to any woman that I would date, hey, listen, this feels a little passive aggressive. And let me explain what I'm saying from my side. You know, would you be willing to work on that? You know, would you be willing to drop that? It's just like if one of your deal killers is alcohol or cigarettes or drugs or something else, and it didn't work for you, but you really liked that person, right? So I really liked this person, but this passive aggressiveness, and it went on for a couple weeks. And I kept asking, hey, is there a way we can get around this? You know, so if you're really interested in someone and they smoke or they drink or they smoke pot or something that doesn't fit with you, step number one is to talk. Okay. And most of the time we don't. When I work with individuals that have been through a bunch of really rough relationships and I say, hey, did you mention within the first 30, 60 or 90 days that this habit they have doesn't work for you? And would they be even interested or willing to take a look at maybe changing? And of course, almost all my clients go, well, no, it's a sensitive subject, or I brought it up one time and they didn't want to talk about it and I didn't want to push the issue. But then the relationship ended, just like mine. You know, I brought it up several times and it didn't get resolved. And I kept saying, hey, listen, this has got to get resolved or this isn't going to work. And so we split and got back together, but nothing ever changed. And so I'm going to take responsibility and say that when we were together for that year and a half, what happened was my fault, because that's a deal killer for me. That's something that doesn't work. And yet I allowed it to continue. You know, I allowed it. And so if you're going to allow someone to do something that doesn't work for you, don't be surprised when the relationship blows up, right? So now this is what you need to do. You need to write down, what are your deal killers? For some people, deal killers are a different religion. I don't judge anything. It's your deal killers, not mine. For some people, it's smoking. For some people, they don't want to date individuals with young children. And there's no rules here. It's whatever works for you, for God's sake. But if you don't know what your deal killers are, look back at your past relationships and write down what didn't work in each one. And you're going to find a pattern of deal killers. And when you can get in your head, okay, this is great. You know, like I remember I tell this story a lot, working with a couple where the woman was a professional dancer and she met this guy and he said right up front, I'm not interested in dancing at all. And she said, oh, down the road you would be. But 6 months down the road, he still wasn't interested in dancing. And she got all upset. And they came into therapy because she said, we've got to figure this out, you know, but figuring it out meant we've got to find a way to get him to dance. Well, at the end of our work together, I looked at her and said, listen, he's been honest from the beginning. He's not going to dance. So either continue on with the relationship with the parts that you enjoy and do your dancing on your own, or you're going to have to move on because you guys are arguing all the time about something that he was just honest about. And if it doesn't work for you that he does not dance, that's okay, but it's not okay to stay. Okay. Hey, listen, if you need help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Also, we have 3 books we're giving away for free at talkdavid.com. And you can go and grab them right now. 3 of our top sellers you can get for absolutely free at talkdavid.com. And we do 20-minute discovery calls absolutely free. So if you are in a relationship and it's not working, or you're in the world of dating and you just want to jump on the phone for 20 minutes so you and I can talk about errors made in the past so we don't repeat them in the future, go ahead and reach out to me at talkdavid.com. You're tuned in to David Essel Alive, Helping Americans Heal, the most positive podcast in this galaxy and beyond. And we are all about one thing. Good news with David Essel. I look forward to seeing you again, talking to you, listening again soon. The website, talkdavid.com. Have an awesome day.